I want to talk about is my grandmother. And she was your great grandmother. And she was raised on a small farm in Ireland, in a two-room cottage with six brothers and sisters. They were considered peasants. This small farm they had, they worked, and it just provided them enough food for the family. And they had to make all of their own clothing. My grandmother came to the United States when she was about 20, and she started working right away. This was the first time she had money. She'd never earned money before. I don't know if she ever even saw money before. And she never lost her values.
Do you remember any stories that your grandmother told you about her growing up?
Yes. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to grow up in a two-room cottage with six brothers and sisters. But they didn't even have running water. They would have to go outside and pump their own water, and they'd have to go outside. They'd had an outhouse. They didn't have plumbing. I thought that was so harsh. But one story that she would tell me was about Christmas. Remember these Christmases she would have? And she would tell it. It would make her so happy when she would think back on her Christmases. Each brother and sister would have a handmade stocking. They didn't get toys, but almost every Christmas, if they had a good crop, each child would get an orange in their stocking. And that's what they would get. That's all they would get. And that would make them happy. An orange was a delicacy in Ireland back then. It had to be shipped in, and it wasn't cheap to get. It was quite exotic to have one.
And what were some of the hardest moments that you had with your grandma?
Well, I remember she was always, it was always hard for her, in the United States to think about when she would see how wasteful we were. And in comparison to our Christmases in the United States, my brother, my sister, and I would have all these presents under the tree. And as soon as we were allowed to, after we finished dinner, we would go and just tear open the presents as fast as we could to see what our toy was, our toys. And she would follow us around, and she would grab the wrapping paper and try to save it and fold it back. And she'd tell us, "No, don't tear that away." She'd want us to tear the tape away and to carefully fold it back so that she could save it. And eventually, my mom and my aunt would have to tell her, "No, Christmas is for the kids. This is the one time of year when they get toys. And you have to let them open their presents the way they want to." And so after that, I would see her sitting in the chair with her fists were clenched, just watching us tear away this beautiful wrapping paper. She thought it was a sin that this wrapping paper should be wasted. It should be saved year after year. And she never had anything that beautiful back in Ireland.
And what do you think you learned from your experience with her?
Well, I think she taught me a sense of value. It's really, I feel like in the United States, we're very wasteful and excessive. And back when she was growing up, it was just simpler. And it was more about just being with her family. And we didn't rely on all these things to make us happy.
Do you think your life would have been a lot different if your grandmother wasn't around to teach you all these things?
I do. She really taught me that it was important. Like, she never had money until she came to the United States, and she thought it was important to save up money for things that were important, not to buy these things that you just throw away. and that you discard after a while. But I learned from her, and I learned it was important to save money. It was important for important things like a home, not for all these other things that are not going to make you happy.